Okay, on Sunday the 7th of April, we had the first part of our family update as to what God is doing with the leadership team, with the church and the centre. And if you weren't here and you don't know what's going on, then there is a CD available at the back. It's also online. Please take time to listen to that. If you were here and you forgot what it was, then take a CD from the back, or you can go online, because it is worth listening to about what God is doing. And he's doing amazing things. So today we're going to have part two. And as I said at the outset, we don't want this as an almost like a big notice thing as to what's going on in the centre. This is actually God in action. This is God in action in our community, through our community centre, through our church. Jacqueline's going to kick us off with the listening team. So Jacqueline, come talk to us.
Okay, so I would like to just update you about the listening and prayer drop-in that has been started. But firstly, I'd just like to say, who doesn't like to feel accepted, valued, and understood? I think that would be, all of us would put our hands up to say yes. We'd love to feel accepted, valued, and understood. And so the listening prayer drop-in was set up initially to support Food Bank, but it's also an extension of the pastoral care within the church. And we are looking at different ways in which we can support people with pastoral care, but this is one of the ways which we feel that would be easily accessible, because as we know, Sundays is very busy and it's not always possible to just meet up and have that time that we would want. So we started last year sometime, I can't remember, and we have four people that have volunteered to be around within when Food Bank is running. And so we're there alternate Tuesdays and most Fridays. We're hoping to get to that point where, you know, every Tuesday and every Friday there will be two people around to be available. I'd just like you for this moment just to think of a time when you felt that someone really listened to you. Just take a few seconds to think about that. If they gave you focused attention, if they showed interest in you, if they gave you good eye contact, allowed you to have pauses when talking and didn't interrupt, if they showed they cared about you through their expressions on their face or their body language, if they didn't rush off and were prepared to stay and showed you were accepted and not judged for what you were saying, then I would suggest that you felt better. You felt understood. You felt that you weren't alone. Felt healed. And maybe even felt heard. So as a listener, we don't necessarily approve or condone about the things, or necessarily agree about the things that we're hearing, or that things that have been spoken about. But we do show acceptance. And it's the opportunity to provide a safe place for healing and change to take place. And that is our aim with the listening and prayer drop-in. And if it goes on further to allow people to be prayed for, then all the better. So what I'm doing this morning is making you aware of what has already started. We would like more volunteers, and it's not for everyone, because not listening doesn't come easily. But particularly we'd like a couple of men to join us. So if you feel, I'd like you to pray about that. And if you're available during the day, so that limits a lot of people, but if you are available during the day, then I'd like you to seriously pray about coming alongside people to provide that safe space. And actually, as I'm bringing this, I just reminded that, you know, God says to us, He gives us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, a garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. God always trades up. He always exchanges for something good. And as Christians, each one of us have something to give. And as I'm looking over here, over this group of people, I'm seeing gems. I'm seeing emeralds, diamonds, amethysts. I'm seeing all sorts of colours. And you know, God's given us giftings and He's created us in ways that we have something of Jesus to give. So even if we're not part of the listening prayer drop-in, I just want to encourage you that we have something of God to give to those that are around about us. So Father God, I just want to pray that the prayer listening drop-in will be something where people have the opportunity to feel safe, listen to, and an opportunity to learn more about Jesus. And I pray that as a body of people, this family here at Rugeley Community Church, we will learn to be good listeners and hearers of the Word of God. And that we will impart something of Jesus, whether that's a word of knowledge, a prophecy, an encouraging word. I ask that you would give each one of us something of Jesus to give away. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jacqueline. Yeah, why not? We have a real opportunity with our children of the community through Activate. And many of you know it happened this week. Dave's going to give us the lowdown as to what's going on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm just going to go give you a run through on Activate. This is an update, really. Wendy would have liked to have done it, but she's because she's the lead on Activate, but she's helping in Searchlight this morning. The slideshow running is just capturing some of the fun that's been had, meals that have been eaten, and activities delivered at Rugeley Community Activate. During February half term, we welcomed 52 children, 30 parents, and 21 volunteers for the day, sitting around 103 kiddies and adults for lunch, which is quite a feat at the best of times. This is the second holiday club event that we've had in since the 4-week project last year. You will also see some parents' feedback plus a list of partners we've teamed up with in the February. And I'm following the script because I want to try and keep on time. Is that okay? This is an update of the project. As you can see, we have slightly changed the project title from Activate Summer to Activate Rugeley, as we realised that the success of the project last year could be sustained for future years and throughout the year. So in 2019, we've planned 5 separate holiday events from February half term, which we've obviously already done, Easter, which we had 2 events, May bank holiday, which is coming, and 3 weeks in the summer and October half term. The aim of Activate continues to address holiday hunger, social isolation, and an inactivity for children and their parents in Rugeley during the school holidays. It is open to those families who need it most, but we also welcome any family in Rugeley. This year, working closely with Inspiring Healthy Lifestyles and our local guys at the leisure centres, Simon Davis and Lisa Shepherd, who head up Chase It and summer holiday schemes in Rugeley, with space, we're supporting them in the summer project, and we will be able to have access to their referral system, which will help us to get those families who need it most to help and be a part of Activate. And then we'll offer it out to the schools to fill the remaining places so that everybody gets an opportunity to come and join in the fun at Activate. Activate is a family-focused project for both parent and child to come into the safe, comfortable, loving and acceptable environment of here at Rugeley Community Church. It's a place where they meet other families, support one another during the day and take positive experiences away with them into their family lives. We open it up to all primary age children, 4 to 11 year olds, and their parents, and also those who support them during the holidays. We're also having it that they open to their babies and tots belonging to that family, and that's been a great blessing. We've got a lady from the Children's Centre who's been helping in that way, and that's really enhanced the whole project. The aim is to make it a free holiday club to feed families breakfast and lunch, plus the volunteers to keep them on task and fully fed, and provide a variety of sports and creative activities throughout. In terms of partners, we want to create a wide partnership with local organisations, businesses and local community groups. These people are like Staffs County Council, Staffs Wildlife Trust, Skivvies, Support Staffs, First Signals Regiment, Children's Centres, 8 local schools, Food Bank, Families First, Safeguarding and local businesses, Staffs Library, Progressive Sports, Tesco's and South Staffs Colleges, youth volunteering groups and Rugeley Leisure Centre. A big group of people that are supporting, which is absolutely brilliant. We are able to secure £12,000 from grants last year to run the project. And our applications for this year so far sit at Building Resilient Families, which we have received or will receive £6,000. Tesco's Bags, it's obviously ongoing and we're waiting to see what's going to come from that at the end of this month, which is only a few days away. And plus some monies that have been released to us from Staffs County Council. As you may know, that we provide a also provide a craft morning once a month for parents and their preschool children. This is also open to any people from our church to come along, have a drink and a chat and join in the fun. Rosie and Kelly run this group each month on Mondays or Thursdays, depending on which month we're running in. This was initiated by the parents during Activate Summer who wanted to meet more regularly. So we've provided this space to chill, enjoy a drink and get creative together. This has been a real blessing from Rosie and Kelly putting their heart into that. The Easter days was a little different. Easter Family Fun Day on Easter Saturday, which was a 12 to 3 drop-in families session. It was run in a similar way to previous Easter events. We served soup and sandwiches, and the activities were Easter craft stations, kids' obstacle course, and the climbing wall, plus a Let's Cook workshop in the pear tree, which all of those things went really well. This event, as per usual, was headed up by Rugeley Community Church, and it went amazingly well, with 40 children, 30 adults, and 20 volunteers making it such a successful event. This last Thursday we held an Activate event and it started at 10 a.m. with breakfast and we had sport and craft in both the morning and the afternoon. Lunch was served with sausages, beans and baked potatoes, which went down very well. A lot of hard work, but it was amazing. And we had about 55 children, 30 adults and about 18 volunteers. And I have to say, the volunteers make the difference. Activate wouldn't work without them. The volunteers come from the church, Rugeley Community Church, and other, we've got a couple from St. Augustine's, and from the community, and their commitment to Activate is outstanding. And I have to thank everyone who helps in whatever way, whether it's been from serving, helping, or cleaning up. It all makes such a difference to make Activate work. Rosie and Kelly are running another Activate Coffee and Craft morning tomorrow at 9:30 to 11. Again, a fantastic time for folks to meet up and build relationships. We have another Activate day in May half term, plus 3 weeks with 3 days in the summer. If you're able to help or join in these community events, please do come and have a word with myself or one of the other of the team. If you aren't able to help, please pray for the families who attend and the workers who make it work. We want to welcome families into the centre to let them know that they're accepted and loved by Rugeley Community Church. And I'll just let you the last couple of slides whiz through. Thank you so much.
There is a real buzz around the centre when these children are in. And last Thursday was just amazing. The place was full. The bookings themselves were full, but then we had messages saying that they couldn't come, and they were quite upset that they couldn't come through illness or whatever other circumstance. But there were people here who said, but I know somebody else who wanted to come, but they couldn't because they were fully booked. So we were able to get them in as well. So word of mouth is spreading that there is something going on here, and it's amazing. And they want to be a part of it, which is brilliant. Richard, come talk to us about the cinema and free hugs.
Thank you. Sheila and Bill are on holiday today, otherwise Sheila would be doing RCC cinema, because this is a vision that she's had. And all these things we're currently sharing come on the community, and it's what the family are doing of Rugeley Community Church, and you're part of that family. You may not be able to get to everything that's on, but you're part of that family. So the purpose of the cinema club is to see a film together with others from the community and connect together. It's not rocket science, it's quite simple. It meets the first Wednesday of every month, and it's been going a few months, and it's going well. They're averaging between 20 and 24 people who will watch a film, have tea and coffee. Now, the majority of those people are community, and they're regular people coming back. So they're getting into more conversations and fellowship as they build relationship together. And Sheila says her goal is to build a community together. You know, there are a lot of lonely people out there. And just to come out and watch a film, have a cup of tea, biscuits, and fellowship together can mean so much for those that are not seeing people regular. And her goal, again, at this point, is to get it up to 30 regularly on a Wednesday. So maybe if you know people in your street or your family who don't get out much, who would like to come and see a film. They're all secular films. Obviously, you're not going to come and watch Terminator 3 or something like that. But they are films that people will know of or connect with. And the goal of it is that connection of being able to build relationship with people that who knows where will lead. We're praying it will lead to salvation. But the aim of it, actually, is to get them to come and to befriend them. Then the second thing I just want to talk about, what a great motley crew that is, isn't it? Yes. It's free hugs. And I just want to share, I mean, there are about 14 people have their name down for free hugs. And the most we have in a line is 6. And God's always good. It always works out there are 6. We always make sure there is at least one female in that line. But, you know, I just want to say how well it is going and what a blessing it is every time we do it. I mean, you ask any of those that are involved with that, Kevin, Luana, Di's been on it before, Dave and Jenny came on it last time. Nan, do you come on it? No, you don't. You might do. That's a prophetic word. Maybe you will. But, you know, just from a simple hug, the impact that has had. We have talked to people about church. We've talked to people about Jesus. We've prayed for people. We've prayed for healing. The very first time, Rosie and I led an elderly gentleman to the Lord, all from a hug. And you think, how could that be? Well, I believe it's because there's something spiritual happens in a hug. We carry something that the world doesn't have. And you know, so many people, we've had people in tears because they haven't had a hug. We've had people come back with money because they want to do something, give it us. And we're not doing it for money, so that's had to go in the teapot. And we even have, I mean, I always go in, particularly with Max Spielman, because I know one of the ladies in there. And I say that, you know, we're back again. And her assistant said a couple of Saturdays ago, she said, we were just talking about you, we've really missed you when you're not there. And so I just, you know, it changes the high street. Even those that don't want a hug, they will go past smiling, or they'll give us a high five, or they will give us a hug. They may say no to the first one, but by the sixth person, they're having a hug, which usually means they have to come back down the line because we all want to hug them. But the atmosphere of the town is different. So if you want to get involved, if you want to see and come out and see what it's like, I can guarantee this, you will go home blessed. You will go home blessed because you can just see the impact it has on people's lives. Thank you.
Brilliant, thank you. We are making a difference in the community, aren't we? It's not just people coming in here, but it's us going out there as well. So we are making that difference. Connect groups, Liz.
Hello. I've just been put in charge of Connect Groups, so it's quite new at the moment. But if you don't know, Connect Groups are our midweek meetings when you're not at church. And we have lots of different Connect Groups running. Some of them run continuously, and some of them are a short period of time. So there may be a course that has been run, or you just want to meet for a particular season to pray about something or for a particular purpose. So very briefly, the groups that we've got at the moment are the men's group on a Thursday. We've got, and that's a continuously running group. We've got the Friends of Avery Care Home, and that's every other Wednesday, is that right, in the day. And we've got the Monday morning prayer group. And I think I'm right in saying that anyone that wants to join is totally welcome, apart from the men's group, where you have to be a man to qualify to get in. But otherwise, everybody is welcome to come along and ask about the group and be part of it. We've had some really great groups running that have been kind of looking at something just for a short time. So if you were interested in the mental health group, unfortunately, it's finished, but it was really good. So that was a 6-week program where people met up on a Thursday night and went through this. Bob and Nettie led us through this really good program into looking into different areas of mental health. And there have been lots of other groups that have had kind of a short time, and I'm sure that there will be more groups coming up that we've got kind of on the back boiler or ready to go, and that we will give you information about as and when they come up. Because I've only just started kind of looking after Connect Groups, I've got loads of sort of little ideas that we might kind of try and put into place as in the future. But I'd really appreciate it if anyone else has got any ideas about what they like to see for midweek groups, ways of doing it. Is there a midweek group that you love to happen and you're not really sure how to go about doing it, but you'd really like to kind of find out a bit more? I don't know if you've got a burning desire or passion about something that you could bring to the church, then please come and chat to me, because it'd be really great to have these little groups going where people feel connected. We can do life together, we can pray for each other, and we can just get to know each other more, which kind of builds fellowship and just builds the church as a group. So yeah, if you've got any ideas, please come and speak to me afterwards. Yeah.
Well, thank you. I think it's fair to say that if you've got an idea, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to lead that group. There may be other people that could lead that group for you, but if we don't come up with the ideas, we can't put people together. So please see Liz if you've got those ideas. Okay. On April the 7th, the last time we got together for a family meeting, Chris was giving us some information about a community weekend that was coming up. That community weekend has happened. He's going to give us an update now, and he's also going to give us a centre update as well.
Is it 2 weeks ago now? We had our community weekend. Hopefully we've got a couple of pictures. We had, on the Saturday, we were in the indoor market where the Rugeley Rotary, for one day only, tried to revive the rather flagging indoor market, which I think has either two or four traders left in it. But for that day, it was pretty much full. And we had a stand. We were able to speak to at least 40 people. I know that because the Rotary made us count. And we had the air hockey table, which engaged people. We gave out bits of literature, and it just gradually raised the profile of what we're doing at the centre. Most people see this as the old youth centre, or they don't really know what's going on. So while I've been working here, I've been looking at how we can raise our profile. So that weekend was a fantastic way of doing that. On the Saturday in the market hall, and then on the Sunday, yes, we had 70 people out there do a litter pick. That's incredible. So thank you very much for everyone here who joined in with that, made cakes, talked to people, just welcomed people in. That is a massive, massive step to be in a church without walls. We had a lot of really good feedback. So many people came back and had tea and coffee and cake. And it's part of building relationships with people in this town. It's part of a journey we'll go on to, where we'll see people who came in here, we'll see them saved, we'll see them go on to do incredible things. And the town looked amazing after it. I think I must have picked up about 1,000 cigarette butts. But is there a second photo with the litter? So that's a lot of litter we picked up. And unfortunately, there's a few litter type people in the town who drop things, but it's part of changing the atmosphere. And we had so many people who came to us afterwards, or I put something on Facebook. We had about 180 people liked it and commented on it and said, how can I get involved? It's something that we're exploring as churches together, whether St. Augustine's or other churches could host one like we did. So it's the start of something beautiful and rubbish at the same time. Right, so I'm going to tell you a little bit about the centre, because I've been working here for the last 11 weeks. Wow! There was I at my previous job, thinking, I want to work in Rugeley, and my heart's here. And then a job was made, and now I'm doing it, and it's incredible. I can't believe it's been 11 weeks already of working here at the centre. So what I'd like to do is just give you a little picture of what's going on at the centre, because although I'm involved and I'm a director and a leader, there's still lots of stuff on here that I didn't realise was going on. There's still lots of incredible people giving up time and effort. In 2018, there was 21,000 people came through and used facilities here. 21,000 used the centre, and then another 5 or 6 was church, wasn't it? Let's not quibble. 27, let's go with the biggest number, yeah. So what I'd like to do first, though, is when I came in here, it really just bowled me over just how incredible the place is, what it looks like, what it feels like. And that's because of Kev, that's because of Dave Webb, that's because of Dave Barnsley, that is because of Lisa, of Matt, of Alan. So I just want to honour them. The standard that Dave has in the cleaning, the appearance. When I've gone around different facilities in town, I've been meeting all sorts of different groups. You walk in and you think, or you think, ooh. Whereas you come in here and you're like, yeah, this is all right. This is nice. I'm welcome to it. Yes, I would like a cup of tea. Yes. Okay, yes, I'll sit here. You know, you're welcomed. You're made to feel like you belong here, like it's good that you're here, that people really want you to be here. And that's because Kev's just amazing at that, because Dave's amazing at that. People who've worked here before, Alan and Matt and Lisa, it's fantastic. I just want to give you a little flavour of what goes on in a normal week in the community centre. So on Mondays we have our Access English course, which Dave Dunham runs free of charge for people whose first language isn't English. So a major help to people in this community who are struggling to communicate and to settle in. In the winter, the Rugeley Cricket Club use it through the winter. Tuesdays, we have Talent Match, who help young people get into work. We run the food bank on Tuesday afternoons and Friday afternoons, which is doing incredible stuff across the town. We have something called the Remedial Outdoor Therapy Centre, or TROT, as they're known by their acronym, which is helping children who might be struggling at school in different ways through outdoor activities and indoor activities in the sports hall. We've got football clubs like Lee Hall Football Club, Brereton Town Magpies, who use the sports hall through the winter. Wednesdays, we have an art group in the Pear Tree Room every week. We have the Phoenix Over 50s Badminton in here every Wednesday afternoon, and Paul Devlin Football Coaching in the evenings. On Thursdays, we've got the St. Giles Bereavement Group and Lee Hall Football Club again. Fridays, Food Bank and Rosie's Choir, the Giacoso Choir, meet in the evenings. And then we've got things like the monthly cinema that Richard's mentioned, Activate. And what you might not realise is there's something called Voyage Care, which is a daycare for adults with learning disabilities, who have a whole section of the centre that you may have never seen, which has got a little office and then a big kind of multi-purpose living space, kitchen and toilet. And they're providing an amazing service for adults with severe learning difficulties. And we have the pleasure of interacting with them every day, with their staff and with the service users, who are all incredible people. And so often we get to pray for them. We get to pray for healing. We get to speak truth into their lives. And they're so often bowled over by the way that we interact with them, which is brilliant. And there's so many other organisations and groups who use the centre by hiring the sports hall, the Pear Tree Room, Brereton Room, Talbot Room to do work that benefits our community. And when I first started, I met with someone and they said that the community centre is doing really well, isn't it? Because to be honest, when someone takes over a place like that as a volunteer group, they don't often succeed. But we've got God on our side. We took over this community centre, which is huge. What it's doing is amazing. And it's us. It's got God's favour on it. The way things fall into place, the benefits that it brings to the town is amazing. So that's kind of where we're at now, but we've got this dream that this is going to become the real centre of the community, a hub of well-being, whether it's physical, emotional or spiritual. And we've got a bit of a way to go with that because what we've got to understand first is what are the needs of the town. So I've been going out in the last 11 weeks meeting as many people as I possibly can, groups, individuals, organisations, people from the councils, the churches, all sorts of people to find out what are you doing at the moment, what are the needs of the town. And I found that there's all these pockets of activity going on. This is a thriving town, and there's this kind of misconception that Rugeley is this rubbishy little place that's forgotten and cannot gets all the best. Rubbish! Let's not partner with that fear, with that mentality. Rugeley's going to be the best place to live in the UK by 2030. Yeah. Oh yeah. And we're right at the centre of that. We're part of that because we're bringing the love of Jesus to Rugeley, and we're doing it in practical ways through the centre and through the different things we're doing as a church. So what I'm trying to do is fully understand the needs of the town. I'm seeing there's all these pockets of activity, but they're not very well linked together, and they're not very good at promoting themselves. So I see part of our role in joining all that together. I've made a list of activities in the town, and there's over 200 different activities, and I've got them categorized or by day, and I'm hoping that we can publish that in some way to help everyone across the town see what's on that can help them, or what they can volunteer in or participate in. And that's also useful for us in becoming a hub of well-being, because we can't put everything on for everyone. There's brilliant resources around the town, so we want to be able to signpost people. We want to, anyone who comes into this building, we want to help them or be able to signpost them to help. So that's really putting us at the center of the community, because we're the only ones who have really taken the time to gather all that information together and then promote other people rather than just promoting ourselves. And that's had quite an impact on people. What we found as well by doing that is that there are gaps. So there's some significant needs, whether it's to do with antisocial behaviour, mental health, children and families, young people. There are some really significant gaps. So we're looking at, well, what can we do about that? And that's what we're kind of praying into and looking into at the moment. We've seen some evidence already of some real favour. So I've been to the town council and I've chatted with the town council clerk and with different councillors, and it's led to them doing stuff that I've suggested, that God's kind of put on my heart and shared with them. We've ended up with people starting to come to us now saying, you guys know what's going on. Can you tell us what's happening on this day or in this part of the town? And we're building that more and more, so people will start to see us as the place to go. That then gives us lots more opportunities in sharing the gospel, in building the kingdom. We've had so many opportunities to pray with people, or the words that are on the beam in the foyer saying what our vision is. People look at that and go, And then you've got a brilliant conversation starter. You might have seen on Facebook, we've been trying to raise the profile. So if you're on Facebook, do like the page and share the posts and stuff, because that is quite a key way these days of getting it out there. And I also want to invite you, if you want to be involved in anything in the centre, I'm thinking of starting up a weekly coffee morning that will just be a drop-in where anyone who is lonely, isolated, just needs that social interaction, that company, can come in and just have a drink and have a chat. If you've got something on your heart where you'd really like to be involved in the community, so the 21st century people have had different dreams that they've shared, some of those are about our town. So come and chat with me, come and tell me if there's something really on your heart that you want to do in this community. Let me know. So kind of just pray. Yeah, Lord, I thank you for this incredible gift of this centre. Lord, the fact that we're buying it this year for less than what we sold our much smaller little building for, the fact that you want to love this world through us. So often we kind of sit there and wait for things to happen, but you're saying, no, you're my hands, you're my feet. And Lord, you've given us such an incredible opportunity to do that at this centre. Whether it's by doing stuff in the day or it's by being involved in our church in different ways. And I pray, Lord, your further favour and blessing on everything that's going on here. I praise you and thank you for Kev, for Dave Barnsley, for Lisa, for Alan, for Matt, for everyone else who's been involved in making this centre amazing. And I pray for the next chapter, Lord, that we'd see the start of revival now. This is the serious stuff now. We start leading people to Jesus. We start showing them that being loved by God is life-changing. It's incredible. We don't have to partner with fear. We don't have to partner with second best. This is it now. This is the kingdom right here in Rugeley. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Pray these things in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Chris. The other sideline is we are actually contributing to the economy of the town as well, because we're actually providing employment, and that's through the services and everybody else that use the centre. It's driving that income that we are able to employ a full-time centre manager. We are able to sustain Richard's wage and Dave's and Kevin's. And you know, it has an impact on the community. And when high-ranking county councillors are watching what we're doing, because they just don't get it as to, you know, they had this centre for years and years and years, and it's not as profitable as what it is now. But as Chris said, we've got God on our side, so it's no real surprise really, is it? Rugeley Community Church is connected with various other organisations and churches around the UK, and Rich is going to give us just an update on a couple of things.
Okay, just want to update you with some news about our friends who we partner with. As you know, Dave and Julie's actually running the London Marathon this morning, so that's good. Tony and Kay, Tony and Ursula from Life Springs, and then the guys from Eastgate, which our link is Alan Cass. And you know, we value each of theirs for their friendship, but for the gifting and the experiences that they bring in helping us to become the church that God has called us to be. We're not trying to be one of their churches or any other churches, but the church that God has called us to be. And so we just wanted to update you some news, which, if I'm truthful, probably won't make any difference to 99% of you here and what it looks like, but we want to let you know because it does affect a slight change to us as leaders, and particularly for Jacqueline and myself, and that's to do with Life Springs Church with Tony and Ursula. Tony and Ursula have handed the church over to Graham and Becca, and some of you will know them, and Tony and Ursula are feeling that they have formed something called Life Springs Global because they want a ministry that's also going to be not within that church but outside of that. Now, Jacqueline and myself have met with a small group with Tony and Ursula for the last couple of years, and it's been a real privilege and honour to do that. But I guess it was end of last year, Tony came to share with us as leadership and then saw Jacqueline and myself separately that part of the way that they want to journey with Life Springs Global was to invite us to become a Life Springs church. That's part of their vision to build up. And that we would become their primary relationship out of these four. And we said as a leadership team, and we said as a couple, that really that's not the way we feel we're going. You know, we love all these guys, but actually we want to be the church that God has called us to be, not a named other church. There's been no animosity, it's still friendship. We will still advertise things for Life Springs because we do value what they do. We will still encourage people to go. But the change will be that me and Jacqueline will no longer go to that grouping because they're specifically looking at becoming Life Spring churches, and we as a team just don't feel that's the way that we're to go, and we don't want it to be at the cost of any of these other relationships. But I will reiterate, we want to be the church that God has called us to be, and we want to look like the church that God has called us to be, and that will be different to any other church that's around because of you wonderful people and those who are yet to come. So that was just to let you know about that. If you want to ask anything else about them, please come and see me. But I say we're still in great relationship and friendship with them. Then the last thing I just want to talk about is the Eastgate School of Spiritual Life, which we had last year and we've got coming up again this year. Now, firstly, to say this is a totally different group of people who are coming. And I want to say these are people like you and me. So they're giving up work. They're giving up families to come and to be with us over this weekend of the 9th to the 12th. So I just want to let you know that so that, you know, I want to honour them by our commitment to them coming, because being together can only do us all good. So what are we going to be doing? Well, on the Thursday when they come up, they're going to be with the 21st Century team. We're going to be praying together. They want to hear our story because I say they're new guys coming up. We're going to pray together, going to prophesy with one another. The Friday, we're going out free hugging. So if you want to come on that, you're more than welcome to come on that. If you want to give it a try, it's not difficult. I picked it up quite easily. You basically open these two arms and you high five. It's like that. Friday afternoon, we're doing prophetic appointments again, which were very popular. So we've got two sessions. Now, the sign-up sheets are over there. You don't have to sign up as couples. You can sign as individuals or as couples. And then Friday evening, they're going to have some time together. They just want a bit of team time together. So that's that. On the Saturday, on the morning again, we're going to do prophetic appointments. Then in the afternoon, we've asked them again to do some more teaching on healing and actually activation from that. And then in the evening, worship, and that's going to be our worship band this year. We're not doing like we did the last Saturday of last year. This will be our guys. But within that, there's going to be some healing, teaching. There's going to be some prophetic, encouraging those that had a prophetic appointments to bring and share. So if you want to sign up for the prophetic appointments, the sheets are over there. I'd encourage you, we're going to invite other churches to the afternoon on the Saturday and the evening. So if you know people who would like to come and get some more experience, hear how to be involved with praying for healing, then please bring them. If you've got friends, if you've got neighbours, bring them in the evening, because we want to see God move and heal. There is a schedule over there, sheets that you can pick up that tells you all that's going on. But I just want to encourage you to come and be and see what God wants to do with you and through you. They're not coming to do it for us. They're going to be with us. Because, again, it's because who we want to be. But let's honour them by committing our time to them. Thank you, Al.
Thank you. As you can see, there's lots of stuff going on in the centre, both for the community and for church. And there's a lot more to come. And I'm quite excited about it. Two people are excited about it. We're all excited. The leaders and directors of the centre and the church do an amazing job. And you know, you've heard over the past two sessions that we've done with the updates, various leaders and directors talking about their specific area. But I would like us as a church just to pray for them. There's a few of them not here, so the mugshots are going to appear up there. And Wendy's obviously out with the children. But if you are a leader and director, please, will you come to the front? Move this out of the way. Motley Crue. But these are the people who are not just here on a Sunday. You know, some of them have got day jobs as well. But they give their time to serve God and to serve you as a family through the church and through the centre. And I would like you to come and pray for them and just encourage them and just bless them for the work that they do. Some of them are thankless tasks. Some of them are almost hidden and you don't get to see them. But please, just come and pray for them, encourage them and love them. And if you want to give them a free hug, then give them a free hug. If you want to charge them for it, it's up to you. Please come. Gather around. Father, I want to thank you, Lord, for our leaders and directors. Father, I want to thank you, Lord, that you chose and called them by name to serve us in the way that you've called them to serve. And Father, we pray, Lord, your blessing upon them, their protection as they go about their work, both in this place and their own work. And Father, I just pray, Lord, that for everything that you've got in store for us, Father, I pray, Lord, that we'll just embrace it and run with it. Father, we thank you for your provision. We thank you for your guidance. We thank you for your strength. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for your equipping, Father, for these people to do your work in this place. Father, we bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen.